Vai. Dog 9. Ma dalle domande. Ormai lo hai. Ignorance about 10 Bahadi Mo'odim. Udos. Ignorance in Kuntira, Rav holds that Mave is Oda, and Shor is all three. So now we need to read the rest of the Mishnah. So what does that mean? My Loi Hare. What does the words Loi Hare come to teach us? Hokigon, this is what the Gemara in the Mishnah means, right? Hokigon, Loi Re'i Hashori. You cannot compare shoy, which is very chomo, shemeshalim is a koyfer. If a shoy kills, he has to be koyfer. So you can't compare that to kriya odom to odom, which is more calm. Shein meshalim is a koyfer. Odom doesn't pay koyfer, so odom is more calm. And if it's more calm, we can't learn odom from shoy. Had the Torah just written Shoyo with the whole Shoyitzai? Yes, the Odom is part of the damages because we know Odom doesn't pay kofar. So if he doesn't pay kofar, maybe he doesn't pay damages as well. And now the other way is wrong. Below your Odom, had the Torah just written Odom, you would not be able to learn Shoy from it because you can't compare Odom, Shechai Ba'avod Voi, to Shoy, which does not have a chiyuv of avod. So each one of them has their chumah, right? In the words of the Mishnah, the kula of Shoy is not as great as the kula of Odom, because Shoy is high for kufi. And the kula of Odom is not as great as the kula of Shoy, because Shoy is not chayak for Davidah. So Shoy's got more of a kulo than Odom. Rashi, Umay lo hare, third wide line. Umay lo hare, the Torah Mamasisin. What does the lo hare mean, the one that's written or learned in the Mishnah? It says there in the Mishnah, lo hare, Ashur, Kerem. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So kun to Rav, le Rav, Toma, Mave, Ze Odom, kun to Rav, it says Mave, Ze Odom. How do you read the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah come to say? Kun to Shmuel, we already discussed it. That was the whole top half of this Omid, that what it means come to say. Kabbalah Hazik, and all is the kun to Rav, Odom Hamazik, that's Mave. Which way could Odom Hamazik be more calm than showing it? That's what the one's question basically was. In which way would Odom HaMazik be more cut than Shoyu? Answer is that Odom HaMazik doesn't pay Kriya. Says Rashi, Shoyu Mu'ed, Shenogar Odom Umes. This is not a Dibur HaMasa, this is just Rashi providing us information. Shoyu Mu'ed, that good in Odom and he died, Mishalim Kriya. Hilkah, because of Shoyu, had the Torah just written Shoyu, you would not be able to learn how Odom from it. The Odom because a friend, a person that kills his friend, if he did it b'mezid, he gets killed. Doesn't make kofar. If he did it b'shogeg, goyda, he goes to galus. And in both of these situations, like you did amazing, or you did it bare shoygeg, he gets either Misa or Golos, but not kosher.
We're saying that you can't move the other because short has covering the doesn't
Right.
It's a floor.
That's a color.
Yeah. Doesn't have cover because he has marks. Common punishments.
Oh, what is more common punishment? Me said.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Says bring the dog the cash, posture cash on Rashi is saying that Odom he gets missed. There's no kofar. Well, you're understanding Rashi saying that is like commonly determined, since there's two onus you could possibly get. You could get an onus of Misa or you could get an onus of Kufa. So we give him the more common one, we give him the Misa one, commonly determined. So if that's the reason why, then it's Poshut, then it can't be Kula. The reason why you don't get Kufa, guy doesn't get Kufa, is because of the cloud. You're getting more of a serious punishment, you're getting Misa. So how can the Gemara say here that Odom is more cow than a shorin? Because an Odom doesn't pay kufa. Of course not. He doesn't pay kufa because commonly be the upper. Is the cash which tastes the one that we're not going to do, but tastes us this cash. Kriya Odom, Shem Sham is a kufa. It's based a lot on what we learned in the Chavav. But tastes the answer is a cash. Tastes gives a teretz, but let me ask you a different question. Commonly be dominated by Golus. You know, commonly be dominated by Golus. Golus, person goes to God, kills the Shigi, goes to Golus. So, if it's because of commonly be dominated, where do we find the commonly be dominated of Golus? Commonly be dominated, we've had Misa or Mommy, maybe Malchus and Mommy, but Golus and Mommy, we never had something. Somebody killed the Shigi and tore clothes at the same time. Doesn't need to pay for the damage he did. Why shouldn't he have to pay for the damage he did? Godless. Goes to Godless. Godless is no dinner of comedy of damage than Godless. So that pshat is not such a geschmacky pshat, although some you shouldn't understand Russia. I'll take your question in the first very much one once. So that pshat is not geschmack. The Ari Shane will learn that the pshat, but there's a big difficulty in it. Where do we find commonly predominantly by Golus? The pshat, which Reb Nochum says, pshat in Rashi here, is Rashi is bringing a raya that there's a pasuk that says, in kufa yushas olov. In kufa yushas olov, from there we learn there's only a din kufa on an animal and not a person. So Rashi means magdi that pasuk. That pasuk's teaching us that kufa was only said on an animal that damages. On a person that damages, there's no kufa. Why not? Because there's a different punishment said for kufa, for a person. And then for Ritzicha Mamish, kufa wasn't said. Ritzicha Mamish, it either said Golos, or Ritzicha Mamish, it said Misa, but kufa wasn't said for Ritzicha Mamish. Kufa was only said on Mami and Mazda. That's what we're saying here. Olav, the apostle says Olav. Show you pays kufa, Adam doesn't. Why? For Ritzicha Mamish, you don't pay kufa. What do you pay? There's other punishments, said.
But those punishments are more common.
Yeah, but it could have. Nahon. It could have had both.
So, Rabbi, even I didn't wasn't intended completely
wrong. You're right. You were thinking
so. Some. There's a shyness to come there, but there is a much more severe.
Right. But why couldn't he have both?
Was given on this one. It's actually
for men. No, they can. That's what we're saying. Like, God, you could have both. And yet you still don't pay. Why not? You didn't show you. Why shouldn't then have Kufa and killing Mishaygu, then it'd be both together.
So
that's what I'm answering your question. I said he could have had both. He could have had Misa and Kufa. And yet we see, we don't give him Kufa. So you see that he's more calm in that aspect. Regarding Kufa, he's more calm. He has a different punishment, which the show doesn't get. But that punishment of Kufa, which he could have got, together with his goddess, together with his Misa, because there's no steer of cognitive damage, so he could have got it, and yet we didn't give it. You know why? Because on Tzicha Mamish, Kufa wasn't said. So in Hilda's Kufa, he's more calm. Think about it. I'll take short questions and come on.
Yeah.
Why, you're waving your hand at me. You can't
believe that's all I'm saying. It seems to be. I said it came home.
Oh, that's quick. Okay. Say that. All right. So, to David, that's the side which all of us have to really understand. When we look at things, look at halachas, each thing you have to put in the right box. Right now, if the choice was either Golos or Kufa, then you're right, Lechver. You're getting a more common punishment. So how can you tell me that Kufa is more calm? But that's not what it is, because it could have been Golus and Kufa. So really, when the Torah speaks about Kufa, there's this box of Kufa and this box of Golus, and you could have careful with Tzair. You could have had both. So in Hilchus Golus, a person is more common than Shur. And in Hilchus Kufa, a Shur is more common than Golus. And they're not connected, not because I'm getting this, so I can't get that. If they would be getting it, then of course your point would be right. It's not because of that. Rather, the Torah says, for Moin and Mazik Olov, and not for a Tzik and Mash. There's no deal of Kofa for a Tzik and Mash.
The thing is, though, I thought that with the Gadus, as long as we would end the Parsha of Misa, then come kicks in, even though you don't, it's never meted out. Like somebody who also has, who says gets bad warning or no warning.
Very good. Friend of Yeshua, there's a tunnel, the Bei Chizkiya, Tana Bei Chizkiya told us that if a person kills B'mezir without a straw, he doesn't have to pay. And B'shogeg as well. But that we saw in Tosfos of Chavov, the Tana Bei Chizkiya is not applicable here. If a person kills, there's two unction. The din of commonly with Rabbi is if a person kills and at the same time he damages something. So then it's really two things that join together. And then the rule is you get the bigger punishment. But what happens? Because you did one act, there is a double punishment that you could have.
Mm-hmm.
For this one act, there's two unction. Kofa and Misa. You could have it. This is their spirit gap. So Ptolemy Chizkiya is not relevant. So maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that here, the Torah says, you get Golos and not Mom. Why? Because of this Josh of Olav. So we bring Olav, but the Gemara does. Olav, the punishment for a Maisa B'Yadayim is this. There is no Kofa said on a Maisa B'Yadayim. But yet, the Orah and Rashi is a good Orah of it. A lot of ink has been spilled in trying to explain what this Rashi said. That's how Ibn Ochman at least wants to explain. Odom, HaChoyvel, next Rashi, yeah? It's the first word in the language is Mezid. Odom, HaChoyvel, B'chaveir. A person that injures his friend, Chayv, Ba'ubo'od, Void. It's Chayv, four things. I always thought five things. How come Rashi is saying four? Very good. Tsa ripui sheves moishes. Aval nezek loika foshit. Nezek, the Gemara didn't include. The Gemara says four things. Why? The Shoy nami nezek, Meshach. The Shoy also pays nezek. Aval hanach about volume. With these four things, einechayid. The Shoy doesn't need to pay. Can the masik meshilikates the regim or others like? The masik, like we concluded, Bishili in the end, oh, Kitzad Haregon of this, that's the name of the Perik. Dominon, Kitin Ish, Mum Bamisoi. We learn from this apostle, Kitin Ish, a man, Mum Bamisoi, Ish Bamisoi, Veloishoi Bamisoi, a man who does it and not an ox. A man who puts a mum in. Who injures and not an ox who injures.
I think that would say I think it's what you should think. What? It's his negligence. This ish was negligent with his show, knowing that his show is a mu'ad.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing it.
He didn't.
He's doing it.
No, he didn't.
Is that okay?
No. He's sitting at home with his legs up.
Yeah, but his negligence is, that's his animal. He's doing it.
He didn't do it. Kiyite means he didn't.
Huh?
Kiyite means an active, not sitting around with your legs up. Not God. He didn't do anything. He actually did nothing. He didn't even look after his animal.
So it says, Kishlach, what's
the question of that? Shilach is
Shilach.
No.
Is he sending proactively, or is this even if it goes on its own?
Top. It's even if you send it, though, yeah.
Huh?
So what's your question? Shilach is Be'er.
The Rav is saying he's not doing. Why is the Torah using Malashim?
At least that speaks about the animal doing.
What?
At least that's clearly about the animal doing. So you can say that the Torah is in the Chadish to answer the fact that you didn't guard it as if you actually sent your animal there yourself. Okay, it says clearly your animal did it.
I understand.
It's considered when your animal did it, it's as if you sent it. It says the person doing it. You did ish. You need something that the person did. He didn't. Okay. Ish by me, so let's show you about this. I don't really understand what your question is. You're coming to argue what the Gemara is Joshua. Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh,
well,
say that there's someone
who holds that the first time. How can I say that? Negative Gemara. Ish by me, so let's show you about me. What are you talking about? All right. So, we go. Sorry about that, Yossi.
Perfectly fine. Thanks.
Since you like Musa, perhaps I give you another piece of Musa here.
Yes.
It's not just good enough to like Musa, but to be makabel the Musa as well. Back to the Gemara. Now, where is this? These words are from? From the Mishnah. Now, this Gemara is now quoting the Mishnah and explaining it. The derech is lahazik. Is a shor, the normal way to shor to do damage. This question, which the Gemara is now asking, we've had in the Gemara mentioned to Shmuel, you know, to the Mishnah, and we had to Graf. And now the Gemara wakes up and asks this question. On who is the Gemara asking? Is it on Shmuel, is it on Rav, is it on both of them?
It's
got to be Rav.
Yeah.
1 second, Hafa, take a step back a minute. I'm going back to you. We know about what Rav said. The show means all three, and Mava means all of them. So I'm asking this question now. The Gemara is asking a question: how to read the Mishnah? Is he asking it on Rav or on Shmuel or on both? Do you think it's on Rav or on Rav? Now, why do you think so? Why do you think it's on Rav and on Shmuel?
Because Rav includes Karen. And Karen is the only one that has a tongue to it, whereas...
Beautiful. Excellent. Going to Shmuel. Now, what did show mean?
Usually...
What did it mean?
Oh, it's called Rege.
Rege. So, of course, Rege is Dalkul Azek. What did Shen mean?
Also,
all the Mavim mean Mavim says. It's also Dalkul Azek. So, very good. These are all Dalkul Azek. And so, the Shomeren should Dalkul Azek. But according to Rav, that Rav's show means Karen. Karen is not Dark Lazik. Karen is a tam. A tam is not Dark Lazik. It comes from the English word tame, maybe, perhaps.
Well, no, you're not wrong direction.
Right. Read Rashi. Rashi speaks it out 5 lines up on the end of the page. But hurry. And the Gemara asks, right? Atzada Shove. Lirav. The Omatana Shori Vachol Mili Dishori. The Rav who said, then Tono, our Tana says, Shori Vachol Mili Dishori. Shori includes all three. Hechi Motzi Nemisni Beken. Rako Lehazik. How can we learn? Regarding Karen, how can we use the phrase, Darko Lehazik? But on Shmuel, however, according to Shmuel, lekin amifrich, there's no question. The regal vaday darkoy leila for lahazik. The regal certainly is darkoy leila for lahazik. In fact, the regal is the spitz darkoy leila for lahazik, even more than Shem. So, answer the Gemara.
Why is that?
Because the dry spirit.
More than Shem.
Yeah, more than Shem. You have to have that hair in this. Okay, you see this Rashi from here, Huru, all the way down to the Mandala. One Rashi.
Serious?
Yeah, one Rashi here at the base. The Yossi's field there, he meant Shem, he loves Rashi. From Kilo Kuru, from here, all the way down to there. And that's where we'll sit. Yeah, it's on the whole town. Here at the base. We have time. Yeah. So, but definitely, that's what Rashi's saying. Definitely, the regular is definitely darker than Hazik. Vadai darker than Hazik. It's definitely. So, we made the answer was so, what's answer to the question? We've got a question. He showed darker Hazik. Answer the Gemara.
What kind of question is that?
Huh? Oh, we're asking the is that one? And then this is one?
We thought we were talking about Tom. We're talking about Karen.
Right, which is dark.
Obviously,
all
have a gift for it.
It wasn't a gift. It's not
dark. Maybe it is dark.
It's not dark.
It's not what?
The mission says that Sada Shalvah Shevahen, the common denominator between all these four, is Shadalkon Leder Lahazik.
So, from what is that?
Right?
They
eat that. They eat that. Dalkon. We're asking what Dalkon. Now, that is their Teva. Dalkon Leder Lahazik.
Just
my sense, the distinction
to the
Kabbalah. Yeah.
It
doesn't, yeah.
Add.
Well,
it's saying it's
not
natural.
Right, it's not Dalkon. It's not the Shabbat it's not Dalkon. If you show Dalkon Lahazik, answers the Gemara, yes, Bamud. Bamud. He did it three times. I have the answer on the next question of the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Bamud. Dalkil Hazik. How do you understand that question? Do it three times, right? Is it Mu'ud Dalkil Hazik? Answers the Gemara, Kivan de'iyayid, since he became a Mu'ud, Ukehu, it now became his natural terror, his natural instinct is to go. So how did you understand this question of Mu'ud Dalkil Hazik? He did it three times. So we know he's a wild animal. Did it three times. We know he's a wild animal. So why is it not Dr. Azik?
Well,
what's the question? What's the answer? It didn't undo it. If it undid it, it wouldn't be a mood.
It has the potential to undo it. But regular, it's not shame. I mean, so here
it's speak out more what you mean. Say it has the potential. But at the moment, this is what it is. It's a wild animal.
For that snapshot in time. But
so it's, the still
not
it's
still
even
not
though
we see still not it's derech. I mean, it's just because it's derech is still tongue. It just happens to be so something woke up on the side of the bed. So I don't know. It's
I'll be mechadid what Reb Shua is saying a little bit better. The fact that animal goes three times makes it into mood. And therefore, if it damages now, I am going to be chayiv. If my animal, then I'll be chayiv in addition. Yeah, it's a mood. But in order to be included in the Mishnah of Dalki and Adi, it's not good enough the fact that I was already warned three times and I should have looked after my animal better, whatever it was. But rather, it had to become part of its natural teva. And the fact that the animal did it three times, at least in the half minute of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't realize that it changes the animal. Animal became a different animal. Just, we warned you three times, now you have to look after the animal. It's like a punishment, you have to pay an adikshari. But that the animal changed, that we didn't know. That's the answer of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is what Shua was basically trying to say. It's not that it just had a bad week, and then next week you can behave differently again. Its teva now is, if an animal goes once, twice, three times, it's still inside itself. The mid of Achzorius, that mid of Achzorius now stays with it. And its teva now changed. It's a different animal to what it was the day before. And therefore, Igmar's question was, just because it's the mood, why should that be called Dalkon Lahazik? The Mishnah says it's Dalkon. That's what the mahus of this animal is. Because it goes three times, that should be the mahus of the animal. The teva of this animal is to go. Says the answer. No, chazaka doesn't mean. Chazaka can just mean it's a sign of something. The answer to the Gemara was, since it goes three times, now it is okay. The goring of the Yitayim changed the teva of the animal from being a docile animal to being an azori animal. That's what changed. That was the question and answer. The question and answer was, Sami did it 3 times. Had to be a bad week. Not going to make it. That therefore, it does come with a hazard. Dalkon means like a boy. A boy is, that's what it is. It's a dangerous thing. A ish, regal, shem, all those, that's what they are. That's what they are. An animal. So you go 3 times. Okay. So you go 3 times. You have to be an exile. But that doesn't make it into Dalkon. Answers the Gemara, yes. By going 3 times, it changes the mahus of the animal. Changed it from being a docile animal to becoming a wild animal. It's Dalkon Laz.
Is there another thing, though, that by doing it 3 times, it's revealing what it always has been? And, you know, this particular animal is an aberration. This is its nature. And it's now shown itself in its proof of it.
That could be in the answer of the Gemara. From the fact that he did it 3 times, it's not that just that he did it 3 times. Well, if you want to learn that Mahala, it's revealing where he always was. Say that. And that always had a teva to be a wild animal. Again, that was the question and the answer. The question was that Stam doing an act 3 times, okay, now you've been warned 3 times, you've been wrapped on your knuckle 3 times, you have to pay an Ezek Shor. See, the Gavit, the Vadai can understand that. The point of warning is just to warn the owner. You should know you're not an animal, you have to look after. You warned you once, twice, 3 times, you have to pay. But that makes the animal a different. Before there was a tame animal. So it's still, okay, just it's an animal that needs to be an exotic. But why should it be that it's called Dalkon Hazak? Answers the Gemara, yes, by going 3 times. I'm going with this Malach, it's a yours issue afterwards. But I'm going to say, by going to Yitayim, instilled inside it and Midas Lavzorius, they changed its voice. It really did. It changed its voice from being a tam to becoming a different type of animal, a wild animal. Now it's all here. Kivan de Yayin, but by going, since it goed, okay. Now it is. Okay, that is what it is.
Yayin is goring or habitual?
A Yayin? It's become a mord. Came in the yad, since it became a mord, uchiv. The yad is from mord, from mord, from the word mord. Since it became a mord, uchiv. Now in acham, that is its teva. That is what the animal is. The animal is a wild animal. Mahus, its teva is that. Okay. Odom. Okay, the hazik. Next question on Rav. Rav says that Mabe is Odom. How can you say an Odom, dark in Azik? How can you say an Odom? When Odom is dark in Azik. Odom is not dark in Azik. It can go. It's not what the tell of the Muslim of a person is, he's a Mazik. To be damaged, yes, but the Muslim of a person, the derech of a person is to damage. I wouldn't like to say that about the human people. Answers the Gemara, Yoshi. Yes, when he's sleeping. When he's sleeping, it's Darkoi Lahazik. And therefore the Mishnah makes sense. But when he's sleeping.
So while he's awake, he's pretending to protect, he has the ability to protect himself. So normally the person will protect himself from causing death. He's sleeping. Unconscious, so can't,
we're not going on the next slide. That's the next slide. We're going on the first slide. Dalkel Hazik. We'll come to your point soon. Dalkel Hazik means that's what the mahus of the person is. He is somebody that damages. Why? Why is he somebody that damages? He's a normal human being walking around. Maybe he will damage somebody, but doesn't make him that's what his mahus is. Answer is when you're sleeping, people, well, I'm not going to ask you in a minute, but I think I'm going to ask in a second, why should one, well, when one's sleeping, be like that? But when one's sleeping, one does have a natural tendency to damage. Previously, Gemara, Yoshin, Darko, Hazik, when a person sleeps, he has a natural propensity, is that the word, to damage? That's what a person does when he's sleeping. So, yes, given the kaif or poshit, the person sleeps, he stretches his arms or bends his arms and stretches his arms. Bends his legs, stretches his legs, he's rolling around in sleep. Okay, yeah, that is his natural tendency to that. Person sleeping, that's what they do. They move around, and if there's things nearby, they're going to be broken. That's what the person is. Person walking around is not like naturally smashes things. You might bump into something by mistake, might do on purpose. That's definitely not by. It's definitely not. You can't say that's what the natural thing that should happen. When a person is sleeping, yes, if there's kalim around him and sleeping, he will damage. Why? Because when a person sleeps, he naturally bends his legs, bends his arms, stretches his arms, stretches his legs, and there's things around it, it will get damaged.
So that we said that the person who's awake is not an organism. What does that mean with regards to not being interested?
Very good. That's the big question. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Atzad Shabbos Yom Shedarkon LaHazik. So the Gemara, if you're awake, you're not darkon LaHazik. If you're awake, you're not darkon LaHazik. So yeah, the Mishnah is talking about sleeping. But what about awake? If a person's awake, he doesn't need to pay. You've ever heard of Chamisha Dvorim? When does a person have to pay Chamisha Dvorim? When he's asleep or when he's awake? If he's asleep, you don't pay punches, right? So, Chamisha Dvorim must be. Chamisha Dvorim, don't be said we're not having questions. Chamisha Dvorim. Chamisha Dvorim is only when you're awake. It's only when you're awake. So what's it mean? What's it going to mean then? That by all the mama, yeah, when you just sleep, then it's dark enough. And when you wake, what? Well, of course, when you wake, also have to pin. There's no doubt about it. But so what's the Gemara? What's the Mishnah saying that? Sure, there's Arba, Ovis, Ezekiel. One of them is Mave, and Mave is Odo. And you have Odo has to pay because it's dark enough. So, Odom has to pay even if he's not dark classic. Odom has to pay full stop even if he's not dark classic. So what on earth, how do you read this mission? So the yeshivish world learn the pshat in the Mishnah is this mission is focusing on the chiyuvim that you have to pay because of looking after. There's a difference between Odom HaMazik when he's awake and Odom HaMazik when he's asleep. When a person's awake, the reason why he has to pay for the damage he did is because of the act that he did. That's why he has to pay. Our mission is not focusing on that. That might maybe pay Ches or talk about that. Our mission is talking about the Chiv Shmir. A person is Chayv, he should have looked after his boy, his Shari, his Eish, and should have looked after himself. And that when a person damages when he's sleeping, why is he chayiv? Why is a person chayiv when he's sleeping? It's oedus, he's sleeping. He's pot from all mitzvahs. Why is he chayiv if he damaged when he's sleeping? Because he didn't look after himself. There's a difference between the damage performed, done when a person's awake, and how to characterize it. The damage done when a person's awake and the damage done when a person's sleeping. The damage done when a person's awake is because of the act. You're chayiv because the act that you did. And the damage done when a person's sleeping is because of he didn't look after himself. Our mission is focusing on the shmir, not on the act, but on the shmir. When a person's animal damages, not chayiv because of the act that happened, because they didn't look after the animal. And the same with all four. Into an odon that damaged, davkon in sleeping, yes. Obviously, when you're awake, you have to pay. That's not what our mission is focusing on. How much you're focusing on Ishmir, a thing that you should have looked after. So Mamela says, oh yes, when he's sleeping. When he's sleeping, it's dark and azik. When you're waking up, I mean, it's not dark and azik, but that's not high because of the Ishmir, you're high because of what you actually did. You hear everybody? Good. That's how Menachem speaks this all out. So, I don't know how we would have done that except without Menachem. I guess we'll have to work a lot harder. He asks this question and says it. What's it help you to say that when you're sleeping, it's dark and hazard? The parasha of Adam is also when a person's awake. So he says, the erev v'yosham, sleeping and awake, or awake and sleeping, is two types of chiyuvim. The chiyuv of neil is on the mice that you did, not because you didn't look after yourself. The chiyuv of sleeping can't be chayv because of mice. He doesn't have any das. You're not about chiyuv now. What's then if somebody's sleeping in the sukkah? The famous story. And so there's no room. I need to go in the sukkah. And somebody's sleeping in the sukkah. Can I step that guy out of the sukkah so I can go in the sukkah? That guy's potter for mitzvahs. He's not doing anything. Doesn't have any das. So let me take him out and I'll come in. Well, show you what you can talk about till sukkahs. But the point is, when a person sleeping, he doesn't have any das. Can't be chayv for the act that he did. So what's he chayv for? Because he didn't look after himself. So that's what the Gemara is. We don't need Dr. Hazik to tell me for when a person is awake. They have the mice. Now, Mish is talking about the chayv shmir. Possible shmir is good, but that's a tell the shalosh man. All these things are dark and hazik, and you should have looked after them. So Adam is dark and hazik when he's sleeping. And that's why you should have looked after yourself and been tired. So, next line of the Gemara. Mish mi yosan alech, or sit many questions we have on Rav. Rav wants to say that Adam is Adam. Fair enough. But every word we're asking on him, we started off with show. What was the problem we had with show? So, Dark and Azik, show is not Dark and Azik. Then we say, what's how can Odom be Dark and Azik? And now the next words of the Mishnah are also difficult. Peshmiyoson Olecha. And Shatzada Shabbos, which is Dark and Azik, Peshmiyoson Olecha, and you're meant to look after them. Odom, Shmir is good for you. Olobu! Odom, Shmir is good for you, Olobu! Olecha. Olecha means I'm talking about a third thing. I should have looked after that third thing. My animal, Lord, my ox, my boy damaged, my fire damaged. I should have looked after it. The shmir of those things are on you. That's what the Mishnah is saying. You can't say that on a person. The shmir of the person is on you. I mean, on him, on the person himself. So you should have said, "Not the shmir, good for your love." He should have said the word Allah, not Alecha, rather Allah on himself. Okay, says the Gemara of Tamir. Hold it, Tony, Karne. Karne was a Tana who had a brace like this. Alba always in Zokin, Alba always in Zikin, the Odom Echamim. So he's in the first like that. There's four, obviously, Zikin, one of them is Odom. So on him as well, we have the Shver. Odom Shver is good for your love. Why are you asking me, Rav? If a Bryce in the first like this. So you have the same question. Odom Shver is good for your love. Elo, Kida Oma. So what's going to be the answer? Elo, you have to say the answer. Kida Oma Le'ibavol. Now you're told a person who is learning the Mishnah is Tani, Odom Shmir is Gufoy Olov. Don't change, don't write Odom Shmir is Gufoy Olov. Change it. To Shmir, Tani, Odom Shmir is Gufoy Olov. Achenamis, let's have a look at Mishnah as well. Tani, Odom Shmir is Gufoy Olov. So when it says here, Shmir is Olov, it's referring to the other ones. On Odom, Bemet, it's Shmir is Gufoy Olov. Talk about how I'm going to throw out Rav's pshat. Very good.
Right.
We're not. Because of this cash, we're not going to throw out pshat. Because Odom Shmir is good for your love. We'll add that to the Mishnah. Says Rashi, third last line, the Kaif of Poshit. The Kaif of Poshit is Ragnar. I don't know why Rashi says his legs more than his hands. The Kaif of Poshit is Ragnar. Anyone have a pshat where Rashi says his legs more than his hands?
How do you say limbs?
You don't really stretch your head. It's definitely going on your hands and feet. I just would have thought it's your, or the thought hands as well.
Yeah.
Ucheu, in there for Bemet comes normal. Ucheu, the Shabbat Kelim. Again, Rashi said, Shabbat Tzad Margulisov. Now, next is feet. If you have kelim in your feet, then when sleeping, there's no big pele that those kelim are broken afterwards. Or kapari, then the Gemara asks, my high diktoni shmerasan alecho. My high, what is this? Diktoni, it says, mishnah shmerasan alecho. Loshon de eine shayich, elo vinizki. This expression, alecho, is only applicable by this came of mine. Monetary liabilities.
I can say your feet.
A lot on him.
No,
on we're talking about the person whose feet are kicking.
Your shmira on your body and
the shmira of those limbs are on who? Right, on him. To saying, if you're talking about the person himself, it should be a lot on him. If it's talking about somebody's animal did it, so you say the animal is on you. If you're talking about your leg, it's on that person, not on you. So, Akhanai, to me, other Shmir is good for your love. In Akhanai, that's how we should read it. The high diktoni of Shmir Asan Alecha, and that way it says in the Bryce, Mishnah, Shmir Asan Alecha, Ashara is going on the remaining three. Okay. Says Tosfos, Amud Dalet Amud Aleph.
The reason saying it not to me, are we saying change the lashon or understand
add, it? Add the lashon. Add.
To me means add. To me means
to me learn
it. Learn as you when you learn it, say it out. That way, it really, it's written because of the three.
Not written at all. It's all Tosfos about it. Says Tosfos Dalet Amud Aleph. Kevon the kayet of Moshit Ulchehu. Third last thesis. Kevon the kayet of Moshit, since it's natural for a person to stretch his legs, Ulchehu is now considered natural tendency. Yerushalmi Yesh, and Yerushalmi there is as follows. The Yoshon, Yoshein, Lemechayev, Elo Keshehishkiv Atzmoy Eitzel Hakevon. A yoshin, somebody sleeping, is not chayiv. He's only chayiv when elo kishehishkiv atzmoy itzel hakeil. When he lies himself down originally next to these kelim. Avalim yoshin, but if he was sleeping, the vioi kelim et sloy, and they brought the kelim to him, v'shibon, and they broke, potter his potter. The heim, Gomu Loy. They caused it. How did you understand this thesis?
They caused it being the person who put it there. It's there. The, I don't know why it says they, I guess because it's saying other people as opposed to one person. But it seems to me that whoever brought it there, they're the ones.
My question is like this. The thesis mean there's two possible ways, three possible ways to learn, but we'll start with two. That you want to make me chayiv for your kelim, you put it there, it's your problem. You're the one who caused yourself by us. I don't need to pay for something that you caused by us. That's one possible chat. That's the way you like it. There's a sign difficulty with that chat. Could have done that chat. It doesn't say a word in Tosfos. There was the balabatim, the balakelim. Let's put it there. So, how can, if it's on the outside put it there, so the guy who sleep there and broke it can't turn around to the balabos and say, it's not. What do you want from me? You've put the kelim. I didn't put the kelim. It's on the outside put the kelim. Child, it's on the outside put the kelim. Nothing to do with me. So you paid, you damaged. So that brings us to the second chapter of the Ram Jesus. It's not, it's your fault. What do you want from me? Your fault. But rather, there. They caused it. And so what? So what if they caused it? In order to make me chayiv, has to be that I was the one at fault. If somebody else is the one that instigated this problem, although they wouldn't need to pay either, if you're grown up, they wouldn't need to pay. But it can't be I'm chayiv to pay. It's not my act that did it. That's the other way of learning, which the Chayyus of Pshat in Tosfos, the heim gomelo, not you caused it, the guy who put it, the owner of the kli, but they, whoever it was, whoever the balabos, whoever put stuff there, whoever put it there, is the one that caused it, even if it's not the balabos. Whoever put it there is the one that caused me to damage. And if you want to make me a chayv, because I went to sleep, then I can't be chayv if it was somebody else who made it. But that brings us to the big question in stasis. Why is a person, what's the happen when a person should be chayv when he is sleeping? What's the reason why a person should be chayv when he's sleeping? Is he chayv because Adam Udoilo, who is chayv? Is that a pshat? Or is the chayv here because he didn't look after the act? He didn't look after himself before he went to sleep. When you went to sleep, you saw Caleb there. Why did he go to sleep? You should know, the dance. So when I went to sleep, I didn't see Caleb. I'm not going to be chayv. But if there were Caleb there, the reason I'm chayv is because I should have looked after myself before I went to sleep. Why is a person chayv when he is, when he damages when he's sleeping? Is it because of the Mordoilo, or is it because he didn't look after himself? Adam Mordoilo has nothing to do with not looking after yourself. Adam Mordoilo even if it's bonus. Adam Mordoilo, even bonus. So what's the pshat? So we spoke about this. So my question is showing where the person is chayiv, but in his goal. Is the person chayiv in his goal? The Ramban holds a person is chayiv, but in his goal. Person is chayiv. So when he goes to sleep, why is he chayiv? Was he damaged? Or the Mudloina, even bonus. Ah, you're not bad, does. Or the Mudloina, even bonus goal. The person doesn't act, he's chayiv always, even bonus goal. So why is the person potter if somebody brings Caleb there afterwards? Why is a person potter if somebody brings Caleb there afterwards?
Because that other person is doing it.
Because the other guy caused it. The other guy caused it. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Hain Gomer. The other guy caused it. You can't make me chayev, even though I'm chayev for Ines Gomer, but only on my activities. If somebody else is the one that instigated this act, I won't be chayev. That's the pshat that comes to Ramban. The Ramban that learned the other word, so Paz would also be chayev. He went to bed, there were no kids in there. Big deal. He should also be chayev. No, but if somebody else instigated it, then I won't be chayev. So what about if a kid brings it? A kid brings it in the middle of the sleep, would the guy be chayev? Why won't you be chayev? I other word, speak! Don't know who can't be. Why will the guy not be chayiv? Because in order to make a person chayiv for the act he did, he needed to be the one that instigated it. If somebody else instigated it, even if it was a kid, but I won't be chayiv because it wasn't me that did it. It wasn't me. It was because of somebody else that caused it to happen.
That's the one that's who instigated.
Oh, yes, the guy himself.
How?
Why? He was driving the car, and he made the gas go, and then the brake stopped working. Went straight into something. Line is gone. The brake stopped working. What do you want from him? But he's the one who did it. It wasn't somebody else that did it. He did it. He drove into that, the other car that was sitting there. That is an onus which a person's time. But if a person went to sleep, and his act was only an act because somebody brought something there, it's because of somebody else. That's not considered his act to be a chayv. That'd be the pshat, according to the Ramban. Then even if it's other mod, even the oynes gomel, when sleeping your potter, why? Because hey, gomel, loy. Problem is, places and the chavod held Adam is potter, even the oynes gomel. Adam's potter, oynes gomel. Adam's potter, oynes gomel. That's a taste of yours. Adam is potter, oynes gomel. So when a person's sleeping, why should he be chayv? When a person sleeps and breaks Caleb, why should be chayv? He's in his gum. Why should be chayv?
It's the only moment when somebody else or something.
Yeah, yeah. If the Caleb was there before him, why should be chayv?
He was
b'shein what? And going to sleep. He was b'shein going to sleep. So Mamele is chayv for going to sleep in that situation. What would be in the case when he went to sleep when there weren't Caleb there? Any time to be chayv?
No.
No, none whatsoever. Do you have to come on to Haim Gomuloi? You have to come on to the fact that they caused him? No.
So
it's possible that this, if when he went to bed, there's no Kain, it's possibly possible. Oh, Tosis, why did Tosis have to come on to Haim Gomuloi? Tosis, the Shitosa, they hold all on his pot of the onus. If there were no Kain there when he went to sleep, of course he's potter. Of course he should be potter. If there were Kain there when he went to sleep, okay, we have to be Machadish Achidosh. Although he was an onus when he damaged, but he was a Peshay and going to sleep there. If there were no Kain there, so he wasn't Peshay when he went to sleep. And suddenly more came afterwards. It's possible he should be potter. There's no tzad to be chayv at all. Why did Tosis need to come on to Haim Gomuloi? Kasha on Tosis, Sisterian Tosis, from the Chavov. The Daf Dalet. Let's finish up Tosis. Somebody was sleeping. And his friend came. Lishan etzloi. Vezikri ze'ezeh. When sleeping, each one kicked each other and damaged each other. Horisha in Potter because he didn't do anything wrong. He was an oinus for Haim Gomuloi. But the second guy is chayv because he knew that there was somebody sleeping there. So he was negligent in going to sleep. Either he was negligent in going to sleep, or there was no Haim Gomuloi, whichever one. Ever not such you want to say. So what we've seen in Tosis, we said to Mahalchim, why when a person sleeps, he's chayv, either could be met chayv, or the Muldoidam, even Boinus, and that's possible why you're chayv if there's Kalim there. And the reason why the guy's bought if the Kalim weren't there is because somebody else caused him to be a Mazik, and you're not chayv for that. Or the other pshat is, Adam is bottom bonus. So it's possible if there were no Kalim there when he went to see, but it's possible he's not chayv, because he's bottom bonus. The chiddush is chayv if there were Kalim there. Why are you chayv for the Kalim there? Because he should have checked before he went to sleep. He was Peshea in going, not looking after himself when he went to sleep. Tov, we'll stop here for today. That's it for the week. We had to Shem Shdeva. Very good Shabbos. I have a very interesting Shabbos that I've been listening to for the last 2 months or so. Just for about a few minutes after I listened to it. There's somebody called Elio Diskin. Tremendous, tremendous. Sefer. So he's been speaking about the war, about the Yisha, how it's in the Bachim, how we're meant to relate to the Bachim's role. His Medrash had Bachim meant to relate to the fact that the army are fighting. Spoke very, very good shit. Very good. But then he ended off with a number of people have asked this, but it's very difficult to understand why this happened on Simple Stove all this. After 7 days of Yom Tov, just with him and us together, after that day, had to happen this tremendous 1,000 people killed in one day, tremendous loss of life. And Zoris, I guess, as well. So, terrible Zoris, how it was done. What's the pshat? Why happened simple story of all things? Obviously, these are questions on Shemayim, but he gave Zephyr Mahalach, which is very beautiful, very, can hear very much. So he said, first of all, this is something which is definitely true as well, that there was a tremendous hidalgut, tremendous drop in all type of kesher to yadut over the last kufa. The epitome was, you say epitome of the depth of the depth was on Yom Kippur. That there was always Yom Kippur with even the people who didn't keep anything, Yom Kippur was always Yom Kippur. People used to fast or at least come for Yizkor. There was always something on Yom Kippur. And this year, never what was going on in Yom Kippur. Afghanis against the Shul Davening in Shul in Tel Aviv there. And there was a tremendous doubt. And if a person sees the sun misbehaving, if you see them about to jump into a busy road, they have to stop it. And that's definitely what Hashem did, a tremendous series of tshuva that happened from this story. And the whole siyah of how people are speaking to it is different. So it had to happen. Unfortunately, it was a makkah which Franzon had to have, but it had to happen. But he said something really nice. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Yeah, it's talking about people that were shy. And it's a pasuk. Maybe I'll read out the Gemara because it's such a beautiful Gemara. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin. It's going on a pasuk of Mizmay Le'osof, it's a pasuk in Tilim Ayin Tes. It's talking about that the Goyim came and destroyed Klal Yisrael. Nosno is Niblas Abadecho, Ma'echo Lo'if HaShemayim. So the Gemara says, what are these chasidecho? Who are these chasidecho? So the Gemara says, the chasidecho are Rishoyim. They're Rishoyim. Said, since they got killed, they get called chasidecho. And so the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks out, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, in Sanhedrin, I'm just trying to open up that one. Harugi Malchus, Kimin Sheloi Bedin Komikteli, have a look kapar. Harugi Malchus, if they don't get killed, I'll be dead to him, they get a kapar. It means you can have a shoyim, be met a shoyim, and they turn into chasidah, they turn into the chasidim of Hashem. And he said like this, he said, these people who've seen what happened there, come up, all of those that were killed, there's no way they can get anywhere close to Hashem. They're completely inconsequential, completely. They didn't even learn Shema Yisrael. People can move out from everything. Completely. And Hashem sent this Mako, and they were killed, Shalai Abidin, in Achzorius Mamish, and they turned into Chassidera. So that's on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is the day that says, Kosha life with us. It's the day when Hashem says, the fact that you're distancing yourself from me, that's what's difficult for me. Kosher, you've been close to my clients or close for Sukkot, and now separating. Kosher, like he does. Back on this day, the day Hashem feels the closest to us, is there. Hashem said, enough. I need these people, the Bemet, Pitero. No chance of them coming close to me. I need to bring them close to me. And he had to do it in this fashion. On the biggest Ilu Neshama for them, it became Chassidera. Through their terrible tzaddikment, thought we should be zeicher to have a real nechama, and the Mashiach should come. B'mehir yameinu, amen. Okay.